KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Tournament moving closer to major expansion. Officials are still on track to grow the field from 68 teams to 76, starting as early as next season. The NCAA says no final decision has yet been made, but discussions continue across key committees and approval is widely expected in the coming weeks. Under the new proposal, 8 additional teams would be added, increasing the field to 76. That would mean more teams entering through the early play-in games, similar to the first four system that's been in place for the past 15 years. The Pittsburgh Steelers trying to keep a quarterback Aaron Rodgers in the fold while protecting themselves financially if Rodgers decides to leave or retire. The Steelers have placed an unrestricted free agent tender on Rodgers, which does not lock him into Pittsburgh, but ensures that the Steelers would receive a compensatory draft pick if he signs with another team. Rodgers, who led the Steelers into the playoffs last year, still undecided about what to do for what would be his 22nd NFL season. The tender also sets a baseline salary increase if Rodgers does return, but it does not prevent him from signing elsewhere during the offseason. Rodgers has said he will make his decision down the line, leaving his status unresolved as offseason workouts approach. Former NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones pled guilty yesterday in a sweeping federal gambling and fraud case that's led to more than 30 arrests nationwide. Prosecutors say Jones is the first defendant to admit guilt in the scheme that involved illegal sports betting and rigged poker games tied to organized crime and other basketball insiders. Authorities allege that Jones used non-public NBA information, such as injury updates for players like LeBron James and Anthony Davis, to help associates place profitable bets on platforms, including DraftKings and FanDuel. He also admitted to participating in rigged poker games in Miami and the Hamptons. He now faces multiple sentencing hearings in January. He could receive a prison term anywhere from 2 to 5 years. The Philadelphia Phillies have fired their manager, Rob Thompson, after a 9-19 start, replacing him on an interim basis with bench coach Don Mattingly. Team president Dave Dombrowski first approached recently fired Boston manager Alex Cora about the job, but Cora declined for family reasons. He was fired just last week. That leads the Phillies to promote Mattingly just 4 months after he joined the staff. Thompson had guided the Phillies to 4 straight playoff appearances. They made the World Series just 4 years ago. Mattingly will now report to his son, the Phillies GM, Preston Mattingly, believed to be the first father-son GM-manager duo in Major League Baseball history. Mattingly would win his first game as Phillies manager as the Phillies beat the Giants yesterday 7-0. Jesus Luzardo would throw 7 shutout innings. Bobby Witt Jr. hit a 3-run home run in the 10th to win it as Kansas City beat the A's 4-1. Miami starter Jansen Junk scattered 3 hits over 6 scoreless innings. He would outpitch Shohei Ohtani as the Marlins beat the Dodgers 2-1. The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong had a 3-run homer. Chicago beat San Diego 8-3. Yankees would hold on for a 3-2 victory over the Rangers. Yankees starter Cam Schlittler would strike out 8 over 6 scoreless innings. He would outduel Jacob DeGrom of Texas. The Milwaukee Brewers ended a stretch of 7 straight games without a home run. They would get a solo shot from Sal Frelick. They beat Arizona 13-2. Toronto's Trey Savage returns from injury through 5 1/3 shutout innings in his season debut as the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 3-0. And the Tampa Bay Rays, they stay hot. They've won 6 in a row as they shut out Cleveland 1-0. And that's a look at your sports on Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.